Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead
Welcome
body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dead Welcome body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes
we Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap. Duck busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl slapping loud.
Get you through your day. And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud. Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. My name is Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
I'm in the building.
I got Emmanuel.
Yo, our intro is hard, dog.
It is. It's hard.
Man, that thing hard, dog. People put some funny respect on that intro.
It's a great intro.
Great intro, man.
It does what it needs to do.
Who got the best podcast intro out there? I know really Bill Burr ain't got a better intro than we do.
He might. You know, Bill Burr might be.
You know what I'm saying? 85 South, they don't really have an intro.
I don't think.
They kind of just go into their show, right?
Then it goes a lot
play
of
music.
Some go into their show, some. Yeah, I guess it just depends on the podcast. But yeah, we got a nice one, man. It's solid.
Come on, it's solid.
I mean, ain't too many other people telling you to file unemployment.
File unemployment?
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, that's hard for me to. I don't really watch too many entertainment podcasts. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
even out of like financial or any, there's no like
nothing crazy.
Positivity podcast talking about.
Ain't nothing crazy. Like, I can think of off the top of my head.
Turn up your frequency.
Turn up.
That's
our version.
Y'all can start.
Turn up your frequency. Nigga, pay your rent on time.
Put away for your mortgage.
Just give me all type of life advice.
Make sure you feed your grass.
Feed your grass. feed your grass. That's funny.
I can't think of none.
Yeah, no, I can't either. But yeah, it's another week. We are almost in. It's a leap year this year. So yeah. You know, it just means 29 days. That's all I know. But
yeah,
I don't know how when that started. I didn't do the history of it.
Yeah, I actually know nothing about it.
Yeah, I don't.
I can't comment.
Do you know anything about it?
I guess it's on me.
Okay.
And I don't know anything. Like either. I don't know nothing either. So
we just know.
We just leap right over that. Now.
Leap right over that. That's funny.
Leap right over that.
That's funny.
We need one of those dudes come see the astrological calendar starting in ancient Egypt, and it's a breakdown of how the sun and the moon and the stars.
Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, you know what?
You don't even trip. It's just 29.
I gotta worry about my mortgage.
I gotta worry about my mortgage. For most people, 29 days in February just means that's an extra day of work.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's just an extra day of work.
Damn, I gotta deal with life for one extra day.
Leap year helps to keep the 12-month calendar matched up with Earth's movement around the sun. After 4 years, those leftover hours add up to a whole day. In a leap year, we add this extra day to the month of February, making it 29 days long instead of a usual 28th. So basically, Earth got to do a little overtime.
So putting in a little hour, a little extra hour.
Yeah, so after 4 years, those leftover hours add up. So it's just getting this overtime pay.
So it's like it's vacation time, man. Okay, yeah. All right.
But see, that doesn't make sense, though, because are we off because the Earth is doing its natural thing? So shouldn't we stay on?
Well, they say our calendar ain't even the real calendar. So we don't know what.
I heard Jesus came back already and lived for 1,000 years here on Earth, and we in the wrong timeline and all this. So I don't even know anything anymore. I'm gonna shut up.
We need to talk to Marvel. Tell us we need one of them gloves, Thanos gloves, snap us somewhere.
The
bigger question, I think, the most serious question about a leap year: what happened if you were born on a leap year on February 29th?
Which I'm sure
what
it happens.
What day is your birthday? Is it the February 28th or is it March 1st?
Because the next year comes around, that day gone.
That's what I'm saying. So is your birthday the 28th or the 1st?
They got problems like, do they even exist?
Yeah, they might not exist.
Do I exist?
So it's like,
I guess you get to pick a day.
So 1 year I could be on the 28th. The following year I could be on the 1st.
Like, when your birthday? 28th first.
28th.
Right, what year are you talking about? Let me hold up.
Now you're throwing me off.
Yeah, they don't
my
know
birthday
how
between
old
the 28th and the 1st. So the 28th, 29th for the 1st.
That's a good question.
That is a great question.
So if any of y'all were born on February 29th, let us know how you celebrate your birthday.
Let us know if you're real.
Yeah, are you real? Do you exist? Are y'all AI?
It could be. Are you from Sora? Sora right. AI? Are you here now?
You were created by tech.
Well, we got on the board as a dad.
Yeah, so I got this.
Great reality show title.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I could see Kev on stage in that.
As a dad.
When I saw this video, all I said, as a dad, it's two things I thought of. I'm going to let you watch it first.
Okay.
Watch it first. Okay. Then I'm going to say, set it up.
As a dad. So we're watching his son with boxing gloves. This don't look like it's gonna be good.
Oh, Lord, the son is about what, 12, 13?
And he is
tagging. Put your hands up, Dad. Oh, Lord, he catching him even with a hand up. Dad, your son. Those first punches. So, he hit him with a combo attack.
So, the two things that came to my head as a dad.
Yeah.
One, stand up. Because you getting tagged. You got to stand up and, reinforce.
I
thought you meant he's a stand up gentleman.
He needed to change his career to stand up.
So he
need to stand up out this chair. Okay, he's sitting there.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's sitting down in the chair getting beat.
Dominance over his son. His son whooping his ass.
Yeah,
right?
Whooping his ass in his chair.
Two, I don't know if the dad just has bad defense or he was allowing his son to do this. But either way, I don't think it's good for the son because it's kind of giving him false hope.
Yeah.
Like, really play defense so your son could learn how to get those punches in. Because if he just going to be walking up thinking this how it's going to be every time.
It ain't
going
to be like that.
He can possibly get knocked out.
Yeah.
So I said, as a dad, he either need to stand up or play defense.
But his son is like, let me see.
He's skilled.
He's doing skilled. Punches. But like he the way he's moving, like he.
But see,
he
like
know what he's doing. Like
he not putting his like.
I'm just saying. It seems like even if the dad had both hands up, this kid would be
no for sure.
He's just using that one hand. Like
yeah,
and use both.
And also
he could get knocked out.
Yeah, no, he could really get knocked out because that kid is at the age where it's. Playtime almost over. Like you really.
No, them punches hurt.
Yeah, them like you.
He old enough and husky enough. Them punches hurt.
Yeah, you swinging at me, and it's you swinging at me like yo, slow down. Why are you swinging at me like that?
All them chores, all that stuff coming out.
Yeah, am I gonna have to whoop you?
Yeah, yeah, you swinging me kind
of. See, I would have had to push him off. Get up, all right. Let's go now.
Yeah, yeah, because you being a little too.
Would you beat your son like in a like?
I'm not gonna give him a full force punch.
You gotta tag him a little bit.
I'm gonna tag him and let him feel it. Back him up, let him think.
Yeah, yeah.
But what if he start giving it to you? Like he really tried to take you out?
Well, he obviously he already.
Oh no, he tried. Yeah, no, he.
But I'm saying you gotta tap him where make him think. Like you know, you ever see the do the boom? And he's like,
yeah.
Let me reassess him.
Yeah, he feel the power of God hit him real quick.
And then let him know, like
when I was going to boxing training when we was sparring for the first like couple weeks, he was just like, all right, you know, getting in the motion. He was like, all right, today. I'm gonna tap you just so you know, be aware. He's like, I'm not gonna tell you when, of course. He's like, but I'm so we in there and I'm still lackadaisical about it until he gave me a little tap and I ain't like it. So I was like,
where, kidney or face?
No, like up in this, like he's just kind of like,
okay,
and I was like, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
It throw your shit off.
Yeah.
Like, all right, hold on. Yeah. So yeah, he just gotta, you know, give him a little backup, a little taste real quick.
I got that kidney shot, nigga. I went straight to that knee. I ain't even gonna hold you up, nigga. I went straight to that. I said, hold on.
Cause it's a lot of confidence when nobody's swinging back at you. A lot of confidence when nobody's swinging back at you. It was a movie called.
Fighting the air.
My dad made me watch one of them dad ass movies, and it was about this guy who his son got killed in a drive-by shooting. So now he's on a rogue mission to take out these gangsters, mafia, all these
that
guys
killed his son.
That killed his son. Now he was in the hospital because he got shot during the drive-by and everything. So you see his redemption,
his training.
So the thing is, though, the whole time he's training, he don't know nothing. I forgot he was doing some type of other job, but he's like, he has the mannequin. He's taking knives out, boom, this and that, and third. And the whole time I'm thinking,
this is like an 80s or 90s.
No, it's last year. I gotta see what the movie is called, but he is fighting these mannequins. He's doing all these moves, and the whole time I'm thinking like. This ain't gonna go like if they do the movie the right way, this shouldn't go like. And they did do it the right way because he had some battles. Of course, he got through it, but like it's different when you in the midst of real bullets flying. Because of course he was with the mannequin, he was taking the gun, doing
all.
It's different when somebody behind it and holding the gun and doing all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a totally different ball game when you in the field.
That's what I like about the movie. What is it called again? It was a superhero movie. Guy wears a green costume. He don't have no superhero powers.
Kick-Ass.
I love the comic book and the first movie because it just showed how like this kid with no superpowers, he does all this training, but he constantly getting his ass.
Yeah, you gotta get
your because it just shows like he tried to fight three or four people. You unless you got weapons or you got something else, some of your training might help you take out one.
For
but
sure.
If five people hop on you, they gonna whoop your ass.
It's
like it's not.
It's different.
That's not necessarily true because Cam Newton over the weekend.
Yeah.
Great segue, Cam.
Absolutely. And this goes again.
Let's go.
Once again, this. So I got it in my DM. But once again. This is a testament to these young men who think you ain't got to click it yet because I think it's going to start playing. But you got to remember, this is a professional ex-athlete. This is a 6'5", 200, I don't know, 250, 240. solid man.
Very.
He ain't been out of the league that long to where he don't know what he got, what he moving around out there. And so these young men think, oh, I can just jump. This is a solid man. He moving y'all around like line. He done been out there with 300-pound men moving stuff around. And so we can play the video.
And I want y'all to pay close attention to this man's hat.
Oh, yeah, the hat not moving.
Y'all pay close attention to this hat.
Well, his hair through it.
Yeah, is it? I got you. He got one.
Get off slamming him, dragging the other one underarm. One come with a little sucker punch. He tried to grab him, too. And then five people come, a cop come. Cam Newton look like he's smiling over there.
And they lucky he had
whooping ass.
They lucky they even had it wasn't like straight up one-on-one, because it was gonna be a problem. Cause that's not a small man.
Bro,
out there.
That hat didn't go nowhere.
His hair threw it.
It don't matter, Cam. It just looked funny. That hasn't even moved.
His hair is through it.
Let me tell you something.
It can't move. It can still get flown off.
Somebody can throw that off or whatever.
You're not paying attention to the hat.
I understand that. It's stuck in more of a little tighter position, but that don't mean somebody can't fling it off. And when he's in a weird position right there, the tree can fling it off.
It'll take a lot. It got to come through all of that, all of his locks.
And how old were these kids, I guess?
Here's the thing. We don't even know if they kids.
Yeah, I don't.
Cam Newton's so big, he can make grown men look like kids.
Real talk.
So this could be dads.
And then when you messed up is that first dude, are you trying to fight me with a backpack on? Because look, he had a backpack on. Like, what you doing? Like, when they cut back to the first, like, he had a backpack on. Let's see if it want to go back.
And that's not even Cam Newton's full ability.
He had a full bag on.
He grabbing him by his whole back, everything.
I heard
it was some people that just kind of, I don't know if they gang or some other crew. I don't know. They just went up in there and started fucking around with his camp. I don't think that was kids at the camp. Because it was an invite-only camp.
Okay. Camp. Gotcha. So these were outside.
They were having an event that was invite-only.
Yeah.
And some other group of kids came in that I think that weren't supposed to be.
I'm just confused on what.
I don't know if they're kids. Though.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where's the beef. Like,
Did he say you ain't invite me in here, nigga?
That's why I just wanted to figure out, like, where that. Because that's, for you to jump Cam Newton, I was like, well, did he say something crazy to y'all? But they found out real quick there wasn't going to be no.
I'll tell you what, because I see the first person saying, this is disappointing that on day two we can't get the full video, see how it all started. They got until Wednesday, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, Cam Newton is a businessman.
Yeah.
He is a man who's in media and knows how to garnish attention.
Mm-hmm.
You think he not about to talk about
this? Oh, absolutely. It's going to go off. Oh, it's going
to
go off.
So you already know that podcast is about to be a million views.
Yeah. It's going to go off.
Most likely for him. So this is actually good for him because it's going to benefit his media company.
And I genuinely want to know what happened.
Trust me, he's going to talk all about it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So if y'all just be patient, whenever this episode come out, he'll tell you what happened. But also, this is the only stuff that would happen at a black football camp. Like, yeah. This would never happen at Peyton Manning camp. Could you imagine Peyton Manning getting jumped? How funny that would look?
Oh, that would look funny.
First, it would look funny, but that's a big dude, too.
That's a big dude, too. Yeah, he's not big dude. He's not small.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He's 6'5". He's six,
yeah, he up there, too.
Like six, five, six. So it was like.
He just got that dad.
Yeah, that dad shape.
Like, you just can't see it happening.
Yeah, you
it
can't.
It don't even make sense.
It don't make sense.
It shouldn't make sense.
The thing with Cam Newton, though. We all know he got a mouth.
For
like,
sure. For sure.
Like, he
for
got
sure.
a slick mouth. He since you know, he plays sports, so you know he talked trash.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if he said something before.
It ain't
I don't know.
It could have been something he said that pissed them off. Or they could have, you know, started it, but, you know, he going to finish it.
Yeah.
So it is no telling.
You remember this? Cam always at a kids event and something
happens. I do remember that.
Why?
Cam.
I'm playing off.
He got to bend down so low to this.
That's different. It like
you going to do what?
Cam.
I'm playing off. You do what?
What happened to the
Super Bowl? It like he was messing with him, though.
You do what?
You do what?
High school ass.
And what he did to Josh Norman.
Yeah.
Like I said, you understand your size too, so sometimes you talk to people a little like he may have said something slick because I know, especially you walk around that size, that stature, one of them kids might have said something. He might have said something, but I want to say I got to hear the full story for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, is a nigga from Atlanta.
Yeah, that's at the end of the day.
He went to Georgia, right? No, what's
Auburn.
He went to Auburn.
He transferred.
He was
at Florida.
Yeah.
Then he went to
Auburn. He had an amazing run at Auburn.
Oh, yeah.
He was behind Tebow at Florida.
Tim.
He was behind Tebow at Florida?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why he transferred.
Really?
Yeah.
And when he went to Auburn, they went undefeated.
But did Tebow came out before Cam Newton? I thought Cam Newton was in the league before Tebow.
I don't know, but he was behind Tebow.
Yeah,
at University of Florida.
That's Tim Tebow, a big dude too. I was looking, he is solid.
Not all.
Not all. But a big majority of them. Yeah. BHM worth it. This for you.
Oh my God! I saw this funny video sent to us by my man. Was it James?
My name James.
Hold on, let me find it real quick.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Cam, don't piss me off.
He got them old hands to kick there.
Yeah, we had a good flow going on.
Here we go.
Shut the fuck up. shout out to Timothy Bush that sent us this video. But you know, we on the last few days. What's today? The 20th.
Black History. Yeah,
we got an extra day this year.
Yeah, the extra day.
Or last few days of Black History Month. And, you know, there's a lot of things black people have fought for. We fought for a lot of things, or our ancestors have fought for a lot of things for us. And one of the big things that was well documented was those sit-ins, you know, that they did at white-only restaurants and stuff, and to be served, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what one of the patrons came away that one of the black patriots, honestly, we should call him.
Yeah.
That said what they got after they did this.
Okay.
I was finally served at that counter. I thought it was by far one of the lousiest meals I ever had. And I asked myself the question, is this what I put my life on the line for? When I was finally served at that counter.
That's some real shit. The irony, nigga.
The two things we got to talk about.
Go ahead.
They was fighting for that back then, but now we don't even want to go to white restaurants for the most part. Yeah. Especially that type of white majority restaurant.
Well, you had to discover.
But the real conversation here, forget Black History Month.
Okay.
Get all that. This is talk about black history. Potato salad ain't all that, dog. I'm just going to be honest with you. Potato salad overrated?
I rock with potato salad.
I think it's overrated. I think if you take it away, ain't nobody sad about that.
Whoa, bro.
You ain't sad about that.
At a cookout? No potato salad?
There's a lot of people sad about
that.
That's what are you talking about?
You got coleslaw. You got a lot of stuff.
Coleslaw's great, but...
I ain't gonna lie. I'm taking potato salad over coleslaw.
That means you ain't have good coleslaw. No, and I get it because I don't like a lot of people coleslaw, but when you have the right coleslaw, it do be slapping. It slap way harder than potato salad.
I don't understand. No,
I don't know if it slap harder than potato salad.
Potato salad home. Man, that's homie. You know what I'm saying?
That's homie.
A bowl of potato salad, sir.
I can't be mad at the take. If you eradicate coleslaw way before I eradicate potatoes, it wouldn't be a blip in my life. Nothing would change.
I get it.
Like, and usually, the funny thing, when I get potatoes, I just get one scoop, put it there, and I eat it. I'm like,
wow, Cam, this is an opportunity for the comment section to let you know how they feel. Right or wrong,
I don't know. They might agree with you. I don't care how they feel. I'm just saying my take.
Nah, for sure.
I mean, I know it's people that love potato salad.
You said you think the majority of people wouldn't care. So I do think so.
I think it's better things to fight for. Like, we had to start getting rid of stuff at these cookouts.
Potato salad ain't going to be at the top.
Yeah,
about to say, ain't going to be at the top.
I mean, no.
You would rather get rid of that over a lot of things.
No side is going to be at the top. Sometimes maybe mac and cheese.
Sometimes maybe at the top. You talking about, to keep.
Yeah, I'm saying no sides at the top. Like, you know, you got your main dishes at the top, of course.
No, I know about
potato
that.
Potato salad is a little side dish, for sure.
So
it's a loving side dish. Let's talk about the size.
What's the, are we just talking about a cookout?
You talking about a regular American black ass cookout?
Yeah.
Or you talking about Thanksgiving? Like,
which one y'all want to do?
No, I say, I mean, we all get the same food.
Yeah,
not necessarily, because Thanksgiving, you definitely going to have dressing and stuff, and you ain't necessarily going to have that at a cookout all the time.
So when you first thought about it, you thought about cookout? Or you're not
sure? I was thinking in general, too. We can generalize it to wherever y'all want to take it. If y'all want to go Thanksgiving, I'm not picking potato salad over dressing or stuffing.
Well, that's a staple. That shit is fucking incredible.
But
if you had stuffing and potato salad, I mean, usually people have that.
Yeah, they do.
But we ain't talking about having both. We're talking about you got to choose one of the two. I'm going
green bean. Anything green bean can go. I can go for potato salad. I can take that out.
Yeah, you can take out.
You can take that out.
What about baked beans? Would you rather have baked beans or potato salad?
Baked beans can go.
You might be able to take out some casserole.
You take out some casserole.
I don't really rock with too many casserole. Put it in potato salad.
What's the size? Let's name the sides.
Gotta have Do you count mac and cheese as a side or main?
That's a side.
That's how important mac and cheese is.
It's a side.
I'll take it as a side.
It's a side that has a chokehold over the
industry. But here's the thing. Y'all know my take on mac and cheese as well.
You said what?
We've talked about.
Y'all don't feel mac and cheese.
No, he's saying he likes Bahamian mac and cheese.
Like Caribbean mac and cheese, the way Caribbean people make it. That's the way I feel mac and cheese.
My take on the way America makes mac and cheese,
it just be watery and all that. Like, it just be liquidy.
Not everybody makes it like that.
It don't be.
You talking about like the box mac and cheese?
I don't know. Whatever these niggas making.
Black people at most homes don't make water.
Yeah, not
mac
like
and
that.
Cheese.
Not black people.
Most black people
American
bake
mac and cheese is solely different from Caribbean mac and cheese.
Okay, so your aunt in Georgia or your family in Georgia, their mac and cheese
runny?
Is good. It ain't runny.
Yeah, but you know who make it?
Bahamian people.
My mom is making it. She's making it Bahamian way.
But Lolly made it before. No, she hasn't.
My mom does the macaroni with macaroni. Does she do it the Bahamian way?
My biggest thing about macaroni is just like, I think niggas be like just going the most extreme. It just don't be that serious. It's cheese and noodles. Like, calm down.
Yeah,
like, calm down,
you
my
know
nigga.
Why? I would totally feel that way.
I feel that way when you talk about American mac.
Like, this.
It's all cheese and noodles.
No, but I'm saying going extra for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, American mac, but like Caribbean mac and cheese, like when you have a Jamaican or Bahamian, they put onions, they put peppers, and you tell an American person that, the straight American never had, what are you putting onions and peppers in there for? I'm like, see, you just never had it. You got to try it first.
Listen.
It's a difference. Even people that go to Bahamas, they be like, what should I get? I tell them, I'm like, get the mac, and they be like, yo, that's some of the best mac I ever had. I'm like, yeah, because they in the Caribbean, they make it differently.
Yeah, I just don't like how people just be like, oh, you know, mac and cheese. I'm like, my nigga, calm down. It's cheese and noodles, bro.
What's your favorite side dish then?
I would go stuffing's up there for sure.
You gotta have rice.
Stuffing's up there for sure. I'm not saying mac and cheese isn't good.
I would take mac and cheese over rice at a
for sure. I mean, yeah. And I'm not saying I won't eat it, but here's the thing. I don't eat it that often. The way niggas be yelling about mac and cheese, you would think they eat it every day.
Because the American way ain't that good.
But you're not eating.
I get it.
A lot of people not eating just good ass cooked mac and cheese every day. The way they talk about it is like, how could you say that about mac? It's cheese and noodles, nigga. Calm down. Like, relax. Relax.
Okay, but there's a lot of things you don't eat every day that you like, that's my favorite to
but
eat.
No, the way they go.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
like octopus.
No, for sure. Yeah, no, for sure.
Like conk or something. But I'm saying, not going to eat that.
No, the day. Way the niggas got mad at us during that soul food, that's what I'm saying. The way they got mad at you would think, like, we said it's over for the black community. Like, it's not that serious.
I'll take collard greens over potato salad. Yeah.
Collard greens over
I'll take some good cornbread over a potato salad. That's another side.
I'm not mad at your take.
I'm not mad at the take. I get it.
No,
I'm just trying to.
I'm mad at the take. But
pick your piece.
No, I'm mad. You said get rid of potato salad.
We could.
Yeah, get rid
of
it.
In my opinion.
That's too strong.
In my opinion, we could.
I
don't think it warrants that much. Like, the way people be hyping it up, I don't think it's that good.
The way
people hype it up.
Like, if you say get rid of peas as a unit, I'd be like, yeah, get rid of peas across the...
I need it in my rice.
I ain't worried about
you. I need it in my
rice. You can eat rice without peas.
I feel you, but the best rice is the rice and peas.
I'm
beyond pushing.
There's not one time I'm like, damn, this rice good. Look, I've never ate rice and be like, you know what? Without these peas, this rice would be like, nah.
I feel you, but, you know, I rock with peas.
Nah, peas. You can take the peas off the map.
I'm going to give you a black eye for that. I'm going to give you a black eye for talking about peas.
You take peas and corn, I wouldn't think about neither one of them, not one.
You don't like any type of peas, like green peas or black-eyed peas?
I don't care about none of them peas.
When you say corn, you talking about individual corn or the corn on the cob?
It don't matter. Corn can go.
I like corn.
Put some butter in that bitch.
I bet he ain't going to get rid of that cornbread, though.
Nah, keep cornbread.
You keep cornbread.
You like popcorn?
You keep going. I can do some popcorn.
Okay.
I can do some
popcorn. It's hilarious.
But it gotta be Jiffy, though. I like that Jiffy.
It's just so funny how certain people just don't certain food. Because some people don't like mac and cheese, which is funny.
But I just don't believe that you don't like mac and cheese.
No, I didn't say that. I said people be going the... Like, I could not eat mac and cheese. I'd be okay.
But there's no food that you go in for.
Potato salad over mac and cheese?
No, I think I'll take mac and cheese. That's crazy.
You know what else I don't like? Now, this is a personal preference. Mm-hmm. It's not a hot take. This is my personal preference. I don't like beets. People love beets.
They do? They love beets?
My dad loved beets. We always got beets, and I tried it at every stage of my life. Like, let me keep trying it. And every time, I'm like, this is not good.
I used to hate beets, too. I had beets in my life. I remember I had two things together that I just wanted to throw up, and it was at some white people's house. It was beets and liver.
Nah, that's crazy.
And I
crazy.
Was just like...
I don't like organs.
Yeah.
I just was like, nah. I couldn't eat it. I just said I was sick. But... I had it later on in life where somebody made it up nicely. I don't know what they did to it, but it had like a sweet and savory taste to it. It was good.
If beets are in, like, I had a salad from this
place.
It might
have been a beet salad type of thing.
I had a salad from this place, and they put like small shreds of beets. And I was like, okay, I can dip because it's mixed in.
Right.
But just like...
Beets. If you get somebody eating raw beet, like an apple or something, like,
it's only been one time in my life I like beets. Gail made us this beet like juice one time where it was like beet juice. That shit was fire. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, wow, this is incredible.
I can do a beet juice,
but this eating it as its regular form.
Yeah, that's not the.
You gotta get it done right. I don't even know how to do it, but I've had it good before.
But look. I think after we said a lot of these sides, that potato salad is at the bottom.
I don't think it's at the bottom.
We said a lot of sides.
Peas at the bottom, corn at the bottom, all that stuff. Some casseroles, and some green bean stuff at the bottom. It's a lot of stuff at the bottom.
But it's so much stuff with the stuffing, the collard greens, the cornbread, the fucking rice, the
people bring
mac and cheese.
That's what I said. It might be in the middle. It ain't at the bottom.
I want to eat that shit. I don't know.
So you ate a plate of peas before a potato salad?
What type of peas?
Just regular peas.
You can't say different type of peas.
What type of peas be in your rice? That pea.
Yeah,
I've never heard anybody ask what type of peas be in your rice so aggressive.
And that's my point. You never have, because it's not good.
I had peas on it, like black eyed peas.
No, I'm talking about peas.
Black eyed peas?
No.
Their first album was straight.
No, green peas.
But I'm black. We don't really make green peas.
What's the peas in your rice?
There's some green peas. What's it called? A pinto? No, they ain't green peas.
They're beans. He's talking about the peas and rice in the Caribbean is that's actually different. Beans
yeah.
and rice.
Yeah, that's different.
But they put peas and rice too for like Chinese food. You get carrots and peas.
You can take that.
I can do that too.
You
can
take that's the peas.
That's the peas I'm talking about. But you can take that.
Oh, you talking about like a melody of this carrots and green beans?
That get all that.
I mean, usually, black people ain't making that. Like,
but no, but that's why I said
black people. They have peas.
Well, you talking about a black peas.
We eat peas. No, nigga, there's some niggas eat peas. I just saw somebody out there. They're like, my dad loves peas. No. That's not what I'm talking about.
But that, we talking about black.
Is it black eyed peas?
But just because he's black eyed peas don't mean black people don't eat peas.
Yeah, but you asked me what type I'm eating. I said, I'll eat some black eyed peas. I didn't know what was in it. I was just talking about your rice.
I didn't know which peas.
Oh, you can put anything in any type of beans in the rice. I'm going to rock with it.
I'm just saying, if you got to eat it by itself.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. Black eyed peas by itself, I'll eat.
But I'm not putting black eyed peas over potato
beans,
salad.
I would eat by itself.
Lima beans, I'm not putting that over potato salad. That's definitely at the bottom.
Lima beans, I used to hate too, man.
Lima beans.
Yeah, lima beans has a weird taste to me. I can't fuck with lima. Maybe mixed in something.
But it's funny. Y'all give yourself, yeah. Which if
but potato salad, man. I'm sorry.
Not at the bottom.
You can't throw that.
I'm telling you,
if they
just got rid of it, and you didn't know. You even remember it.
I think about
you're like,
it.
Hold on. When the last time you had potato salad? That's what you'd be saying. You be like, they got rid of it? Oh shit! You wasn't lose a wink of sleep.
I just think of
they got rid of that.
I think
though.
Of home. I don't know. It feels homey to me, potato salad.
That's interesting. If they got rid of mac and cheese, I wouldn't think about it.
If they got rid of mac and cheese, you wouldn't think about it. What is something you do think about that? Like, they couldn't get rid of this in this world.
It'd be like seafood stuff. So like, nigga, if you got crap.
But no, there's no side that you always say.
It'd be like, oh my God. That
dressing stuff.
Maybe dress. I would put that up there. I think about that.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I got some stuffing in the fridge right now. Ate something yesterday. I'm gonna eat the rest today.
I'll think about that.
You have a problem.
He's stuffed. All right, what we got?
The South is dressing, but what I made was stuffing.
Girlfriend at concert. Twitter. So if yeah, so go up. So all right. So
Hey, my bad. Before you do it, if we all next time we out. Like we at a restaurant, I see some potato salad on the menu. I'm gonna see one of y'all niggas order that shit. Like, now, if you got options of sides, I'm gonna look right
like
at
that.
You. I'm like, you better pick.
As I ain't capping for it like
you get
that.
Two sides and potato salad, one of them. Y'all better pick.
I ain't capping for it
and
like that.
Straight
I just said
back
it ain't
to
the bottom.
Pod, like, it was at the bottom of their choices.
See, you trying to cap and act like we said.
I didn't say it was at the
potato salad is the greatest thing ever, and I'll get it every single time.
I'll eat it.
I said, don't just throw it in the trash.
You ain't picking it over most stuff. You only picking it because it's just a free option on the table. When do you actually go out and buy potato salad?
I've had good potato salad.
That's what I'm saying.
I had some bad potato salad too. Yeah.
But so niggas ain't going out and buying potato salad for the most part. You only having it because it's on the table.
The one I eat is usually my grandma's potato salad.
And that's why I said it's overrated. Because if you at a restaurant, you got choices of sides, and they say you only get two. You ain't picking potatoes.
But there's a lot of niggas that go to places they got mac and cheese and they be like, I'm not gonna get that because I already know what it is.
I feel you, but I know you ain't picking potato salad. Got two choices.
Potato salads to a lot of people are like mac and cheese and some of these things they'd be like, I only like it from
certain
mama
people,
home or
grandma.
Or the family, or if I'm a black man or whatever. Some people don't. Like, you'd be like, I ain't gonna get potato salad at this restaurant.
It don't make sense.
Boston Market ass potato salad. I don't want that. Like, I want, you know.
Well, Mike can get it from Boston Market.
Yeah, there you go. But it's just preference.
But speaking of preference, this girlfriend's preference was ridiculous. So, all right, I'm all in favor of going to a concert having fun. Okay. All right, you go with your girl to a concert, you know, the R&B singer doing his R&B singer thing. I'm not mad at that.
Don't do it.
But as my woman, you at some point have to know your disrespect line. This is a disrespect line.
Absolutely.
You can play the clip.
All right. We sure we want to do this?
Manny Mayhem.
Who is this?
Omale. I don't know.
Omale. He's like an African word or something. Should I mute it? So she goes on stage with the artist.
Yeah. The boyfriend's right there.
The boyfriend's there. And she's grinding behind a curtain, bending over.
Huh.
And he acting like he hitting it. Everybody got they laughing at the boyfriend.
The boyfriend's just shaking. Yeah. He's just shaking his head.
People in the back pointing at him. And she, this man is literally just. Yeah. Okay.
And then he was outside. I think he left after that. I think he left. The boyfriend left. Then I think it's been stuff going on. I think that's him.
So
yeah, that's him walking, I think. And they laughing at him. Yeah, he out there. I think he probably on the phone or trying to call Uber.
Damn, man.
So
they calling him a bitch ass nigga in African.
So the girl, I think I didn't see their video yet, but I think she made a video where she was like, I guess I could have done something a little bit. Like it just was
the girlfriend went on.
It wasn't really it was no accountability in it. But I'm just like, all right, there has to be some type of line drawn when it comes to these things. Like, cool, you go on stage and maybe he sing to you, great, but humping my girl and her down in front of your penis, like that, it gets a that's where it get a little bit. I'm all for the fun and game, but that's a little bit extra for me.
So what would you have done in the situation?
That's not my girl.
Like y'all been together 5 years.
She wouldn't do that.
She
wouldn't do
we
that.
Just going with the hypothetical.
No. There's literally no hypothetical.
This is my thing. Let's say you jump to five years though. But let's say you've been dating this girl a while, and I see her acting like this. Like if she's the type of girl to wild out at concerts, and like I see her screaming over an artist like that, or even when we at home, oh my god, I love this guy. Like I don't want to date that type of fangirlish type of thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to
stuff like that.
Not calling her a thing, but I'm saying, yeah, because shit like that does happen. It's like, why are you so hyped for a celebrity? You're that hyped off celebrity and like this type of shit. Like that's not a woman ready for a real relationship. If she has this mad of a crush where she's willing to run and jump up for another man that just is of higher status or whatever, like you're not like.
Yeah,
you're
it's
not
just,
an adult.
It like, just felt that one felt a little up. Disrespectful. You bend
you
the number,
grinding, but even the one to go
on
up
stage,
there,
but like the
even you should be like, nah, I don't want to.
It's
go
somebody
up there.
We know personally. Yeah. His girl went on stage with Usher, but she
yeah, you
wasn't
go on stage.
It,
that's cool. I'm not mad at that.
She wasn't doing that.
Yeah, no, that's a lot.
Who went on?
I mean,
you know,
but.
it doesn't matter
but what we're saying is it was just like singing cool. Oh, I'm singing cool, right. That's fine. You
but that. Was that person a performer? You know what I'm saying? This is a regular girl. You know what I'm saying?
Just,
right.
No,
here.
No, he's just saying the act what happened
the girl
in the
went on stage.
Yeah, like if my Usher girl go on stage to Usher sing to, alright whatever, then go sing, do it. Why you bending over? You humping? Man. That's a whole nother.
That's level five for me. Like you've already. I start with. I see your soul. I see if you screaming and acting like.
Yeah, you gotta know
you
who you're dealing with.
Fangirling out like nah, man. You look at like somebody like there's a video of Charlamagne's and his wife went to an Usher concert. And Usher tried that shit with her. She was like, nah. Like, he gave her flowers, and she gave it to somebody else. That's how you supposed to handle it.
I ain't mad at all.
That's how you supposed to handle it. Like, you with your man, you show him the ultimate respect when another man tries you
for sure.
Front of her. Even if it's a R&B singer, like, oh, fine, if you take a joke, hi, that's nice, thank you, and you pass it along. Like, if you can't even show that simple,
decency,
it's like, nah.
I feel you on that because I ain't with the all dry humping my girl and doing all. Yeah,
nah, that's
not,
crazy.
I'm
oh, cool that's crazy,
that.
Bro. That's crazy. You heard what Adam 22 said about the dude. Oh, we talked about this, right?
Oh, yeah, we did briefly talk
the,
about
the dude
it.
From
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones.
What's his name?
Dating a porn star. You saw that?
It's Sean something.
You know what Hot Ones is?
Yeah, the wing show?
Yeah.
They eat hot stuff. And the dude, the host of the show ended up dating some porn star recently. Mm-hmm. And
nobody really knew. I guess it was under wraps or...
Maybe it was under wraps or something, but a lot of people were surprised. Like, huh? You dating a porn star? Like, that's crazy. And then all of a sudden, Adam22 puts out a video just... Damn, Sean, your girl gets great head, boy. Like, how many men she's had, or her mouth feels great and all this stuff. Like,
how can you shame him for telling she slept with?
No, it's fine. That's not the part.
Either way, then
Sean immediately broke up with her.
All went down, and he broke up with her.
That don't make sense. You know she a porn star. Like, of course, that's what she do.
That's what I don't understand from the beginning.
That don't make sense.
It was just funny, but. That shit got 34.3 million. I just
this has become a hot topic.
So ladies, if you dating me, we won't be going on stage doing any type of grinding and like her face was in his penis.
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, that's where we got. Well, speaking of hoes, we got hoe math, which is next.
Oh my god, that's another one of our boys over here, my man Daniel. Oh. I mean James.
My name James.
Let's see. I didn't watch this whole thing. I just saw the beginning of it. I was like, let's see. Apparently, there's an Instagram account called Whole Math.
Okay.
All right, everyone. This is the ick indicator. It is a quick reference to help you understand and avoid the ick, as well as to diagnose women who are experiencing icks at an unsalvageable level. Type 1 icks are not masculine enough. That's when you try to do something and you don't do it very well. Fifth degree type 1 icks are things you really should be able to do, like moving out on your own or hammering at a nail. If you can't do that, you really should expect this to happen. Each degree of ick is more severe, so the lower you go, the more it's time to find a new girlfriend. If she gets the ick because you're waiting in line, it's probably time to start asking questions. Type 2 icks are feminine. That's when you are affected by the environment. So again, up here at the fifth degree, if you're scared of a bug or something to that degree, that's really on you. But the lower down we go, the less understandable they get. These are all based on true stories. I heard a girl tell her boyfriend, "I can't believe you're scared of bears." You should be scared of bears. So that's the ick indicator. It should help you understand what the ick is and how to avoid it, and also when to avoid the ick and when to just get rid of the girl. Right, everyone? This is the
ick. And when you read some of these, they're just so funny.
That's funny. I think I've seen some of his other...
enjoying music is the ick.
It's just like that men can't do list.
Yeah,
like
exactly. It's pretty much the same thing.
That's like, funny, though.
If you're enjoying music, it might turn her off.
Yeah, these girls, they do be having those. They say, I got the ick. Somebody told me this guy, I think they were out on a date or something, and I think the way he asked her a question, she said, I immediately was turned off for the rest of the date. And I was like, but, like, what? Maybe he didn't mean that. Maybe he, you know, as a human being, maybe just talk to him and see what else. She was like, no, I just had the ick. I was like, damn.
That shit sucks, man. And then I saw this one clip on Joe Rogan, I think, this fighter girl.
Yeah.
She's a MMA or something like that. And she had a boyfriend that's also MMA. And she said... she saw him basically getting beat in the ring, and he went like this before he went down. And she said it turned her off, and she was done. She got the ick after that.
So defending herself, trying to
because he went like this. Yeah. She said you should have been like fuck you going down. Or
well,
something.
That's how you end up getting hurt like really bad.
She's like, you know, do it like a man. I'm like.
All right.
He was getting knocked out.
Single forever.
He probably just going down. You know, you gotta.
He's going down. He's getting knocked out. He's losing in whatever case. Yeah. I can't remember if he was getting.
Oh
knocked
yeah, get,
out
well, that's why we said like you know.
No, right there, she gotta be undefeated though.
Yeah.
She can never
right.
Lose a match.
If you say that,
you can never lose a match because this is gonna come back to haunt you.
Broke up.
Like you broke up because he lost a fight. Like it's right. MMA. It's the best of the best. It ain't like he just lost a street fight, which you still shouldn't. Just break up with.
Imagine if he got cancer, lost a fight with life. She would have definitely left them.
That reminds me of a story I heard. It was. I said this bad. He said. I think it was like, what's the one of the worst things that happened to you? He said so. He was dating his girlfriend. He was dating this girl. I can't remember if he said how long at the time, but he said, because I heard this on another podcast, he said he walked in on his girl getting her cheeks clapped by another dude. He walked in his girl getting cheeks clapped by another dude. So he was like, I got to fight this dude.
Damn.
Because, like, you know, I don't know if he let his put his clothes back on, if you're fighting him naked. I don't know what's going on. But he said he goes to fight the dude. He said the dude beat him so bad that he shitted on himself. And he said when the dude was leaving, he turned around and said, yo, call me after the shitty boy cleans himself up, and walked out. They now have been married and they have two kids together.
The dude that whooped did the ass whooping is now married.
With two kids. Now
that's tough for me because I think if you cheated with me, would you cheat on me? Usually they say you lose them how you get them. So that's tough. I don't know if I could have gotten a whole relationship with her after that, knowing that she was cheating on somebody.
Yeah.
And it's like, if she'd do that then, why wouldn't she do that to me?
It's a character thing at that point.
Or maybe she knew because she saw how bad he whooped him. She was like, I don't think I want to cheat on this guy.
Yeah.
But he make it crazy.
I was like, damn, man. She was turned on by the fact that he held his own.
Yeah.
That's
what it was.
But we get beat till you shit on yourself. That's you getting
to
your
me,
ass.
To me,
you should
never fight the dude unless you know him personally. If I know him, you personally,
that might be different.
We fighting because you know me. If it's a stranger,
it ain't on him.
It ain't on you. It's on her.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But if I know you, now we fight.
Yeah, because you've been around
you know
me.
Yeah. Now we fighting.
Yeah. That's
But if I don't know you,
don't
I'm not
have to
fighting.
Be even no. Like, even if it's just like I have small
interactions. I don't know. It gotta be like no. Like small and sometimes it might be like they don't really.
No, because you know me now. Cause you know I'm with this girl.
So if you introduce yourself to one time and then like down the road you see that.
If y'all share some potato salad or something.
Yeah, if you share some potato salad.
If we share some potato salad, you gotta get that
okay,
ass.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
you gotta get that
for
ass
sure.
Up, nigga.
For sure.
That's homemade, nigga.
Yeah. Turn that nigga into mac and cheese, nigga.
Right?
Yeah, if I know you, then we fighting. If I don't know you, then.
Yeah, if I don't know you,
if I don't know you and it's just something, it's all on her. And it's all to me, all on the person that cheat, but damn.
I was like, to get beat,
dark.
And then now they together. I was like,
dark.
Yeah, that sucks.
Do you go and beat up them kids?
I'm going to whoop your kids. I'm going to whoop
and then the kids beat you up and shit.
It's over.
The kids beat you up like that, the son was beating his father.
Squaring you up.
I can't imagine getting beat up so bad I shit on myself.
That's tough.
Crazy. Ain't really no coming back from that.
Do you have to already had to like shit like.
I feel like it should have been. It was on the brim.
He was also probably nervous.
He got hit in the stomach.
You know what I'm saying?
You get hit in the stomach.
Some niggas, it makes you want to go shit, and then he already.
But that's the thing. He initiated.
Yeah, you
that's
can't what I'm initiate.
Saying. But he was probably, you know, he got his ass whooped, so maybe he wasn't prepared.
Now,
he
granted, see, this would have been
totally. What's bad, you got your ass whooped. This nigga was naked, too.
Naked.
Damn.
Two different
Bare
stories.
Bare minimum, he just had on underwear if he wanted to put it through the
so
hole.
So how do you handle it? You walk into the room. I didn't even know it was that moment. Yeah, I thought he went to go whoop his ass later on or something.
No, I think it was
right
that
in
right in the moment.
Okay, so how do you handle that moment?
You walk out.
If I don't know you, I'm walking out.
I'm walking out. Yeah, I'm not. Okay. Yeah.
But if I know you, then I'm fighting.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to be
in. Yeah, because you're in a vulnerable position, so I just got to do
what
you
but if you don't
do.
Know you, you walk out, and then what?
I'm just
trying to know what the next, 20
minutes.
I'm going to
let the girl know at some point that we not together. I mean, that's...
Okay.
I mean, or that day, or...
So this is your
house. Let her know, right? If it's my...
You push leaving their stuff outside?
You can take your stuff with him. You might as well just go with him. So you have a ride, get all your stuff. I'll probably just start going with gathering her stuff.
Now, depending on what he do from there, that's a
whole
different thing.
Yeah, like, if he attacked me or something, I got to defend myself.
Like, if you get beat up and two totally different things, if he attacks me and you get beat up, all right, it is what it
different.
Is. It is what it is. But I initiated. I can't initiate it.
But I also wouldn't want to fight someone that calm in a situation.
Yeah.
Usually you expect, like, someone walk in on you with their girl, you expect them to attack you. So they just walk out quiet.
They done sized you up already.
Are they going to get a gun or something?
Yeah,
I'm trying to get up out of there if I'm the dude in the bed.
I'm not just walking out, though. I got to say, yo, hey.
No, I'm saying
no,
something.
Saying
I'm
something,
like,
yeah, but
you know, like, get your stuff. Yeah. All y'all get out.
Because I can't just be in my house and they
no,
still
yeah, not in my house. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They ain't going to continue fucking.
Yeah, you ain't continue fucking.
Yeah, yeah,
while
yeah. No, that's not it. That's not
it's
it.
It's going to be like, hey. Come on.
Yeah, come on now. Get on the body.
Y'all can clean up and get out.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about talking. I don't need an apology. Just go.
And then what's she going to say? And then you know she's going to be like, I have to go?
Yeah.
Come on. But then you know that's going to be a whole thing because they'll never leave.
yeah.
But honestly, what I'm going to do,
you can't
I'm probably going to record it
So oh, you got it. You got
so
some.
I get some little evidence just in case if I try, if something, try to flip and say I did. Like, if you don't want to leave, when the cops come, this is why I'm kicking her out, because she was cheating on me. This is now. And so she can't lie and nothing. Like, I'm giving me a little bit of proof, and I'm telling them what to do. Get out of here.
Leave me alone.
I keep it cordial. We ain't never got to talk again. I don't even need an apology. Just go on about your life.
Go on.
But you leaving today.
Yeah, you leaving
today. Ain't no, I have nowhere to go.
Oh, you do. Out of here.
I don't care. You go with him. Yeah. Or wherever. But you getting out of here. Yeah. You getting out right now, too. Yeah. I'm putting all your stuff. All your stuff.
Let's go. You got to go. Trap phone.
Or if this was her house, then, no, say what I know. I'm out. And then,
We said
close the door.
We're going to listen to a message on the trap phone.
Turn up.
See what we got.
Thank you guys for hitting us up. Rome, you want to read that number off there real quick?
Oh, it's 301-326-5737.
If y'all want to hit us up, hit back through your texts, messages, and all that good stuff. You know what I'm talking
about. See if we got any new voicemails.
A 203 number.
He's going to pick one. Here we go.
No, that's Tyler again. Shout out to Tyler. We'll get him back.
Did that one? Okay.
No, we did him the other day. Let's get somebody else just in case.
Okay. Why wasn't that?
That one.
No, that might have been a new message from him, but let's get somebody else.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All these messages is coming through. So I open this one.
Hey, yo, Trafo. This is Shay calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. I just want to say I appreciate y'all. I've been rocking with y'all for years.
Hey.
Part of my daily commute. You know, I got to drive about a half hour for work, so I look forward to Tuesdays when the episode drops to get to hear what y'all got going on, the laughs, the real life. My wife and I actually plan on going to Thailand because of y'all, your inspiration, you know, fun in Phuket. So I appreciate y'all. I got a good would you rather if y'all are able to hit me back. I feel like Cam will really struggle with this one, but y'all let me know. I appreciate y'all. Keep doing your thing.
Let's see if he answers. All right. Shay. What's that?
That's the trap phone excitement.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather? You live on the pod.
You live on the pod, my boy.
What's good, Shay?
Y'all thought this shit. This made my whole day, man. I've been listening to y'all for years. I put my brother on. He was like, why do you listen to them? Like, it's like you're sitting in the living room with your friends having a conversation.
Hey, now.
He was like, yo, I get it. It's like they're right here with us. I'm like, every week.
Hey, you get a couple trap squeaks for that.
Hey, I appreciate y'all.
What's your would you rather?
And I don't think y'all done this one. I heard it somewhere else. But would you rather have sex with your girlfriend in your mom's body or your mom in your girlfriend's body?
I think we did.
We did that one already.
We were struggling. That is one of the toughest things ever.
Yeah.
Then I got another one.
Okay.
Would you rather take $10 million for yourself or end world hunger for everybody? But if you end world hunger for everybody, nobody knows you're the one who did it.
I'm going to end world hunger. It's bigger than me. Like, I got to do that. Like, I would feel guilty taking $10 million knowing people still starving out there. So, that's easy for me.
Like, now, when you say, like, everybody going to be?
And world hunger everywhere. Africa.
Damn.
Middle,
yeah.
That's too
damn
selfish.
Damn it, man. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to give it.
I got to give it.
But guess what? I'm going to be the conspiracy man running around. I ended it. I am the one. Believe me.
And that'll make you famous, and then you'll get some money.
Yeah, they're going to be like, it's crazy, man, and I'll make it on social media.
There you go. There you go. That's what you got to do.
Damn, do you have a number, though? Like, would it reach a certain number? If it was like 500 million.
No, you're going to feel terrible.
It don't matter. You won't feel good knowing that I could have ended world hunger. Like,
because even if you got the money, you still won't be able to end world hunger. Like,
so I got
to
do it. I just got to do it.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to heaven.
Yeah, because you could ask for, you could say,
I don't know if God's not going to let you go, though.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's going
to
do it.
How can you answer that? I get to the gate, he's like, why didn't you end World Hunger?
But I don't think it's about that. I don't think God would be like, you ain't end World Hunger. I'd be like, what did you do in your life? I don't think he would be like, you ain't end World Hunger.
No, he'd be like, I sent that to you because I knew you would say end World Hunger and you didn't do it.
Well, I can't even think that way because there's a lot of stuff he done sent to me.
That's like, true.
But yeah, no,
you know, for real, I really appreciate y'all. Y'all, I mean, years man. I remember in high school watching y'all stuff. So every week I'm tapped in, and I appreciate the positivity y'all bring. Emmanuel, you sometimes got some of the most random takes. So I'm like, I'll be really confused. I'm really confused if you trolling or if you serious. I'll be really.
Hey, you never know.
Hey, read between the lines.
And that's coming from someone who can barely read. So it really read between the lines. But hey, man, enjoy your trip in Thailand.
Yeah,
don't
get
too wild in Phuket.
Yeah, don't get too wild. It's a wild place.
If you can, from Phuket, take a boat to PP Islands. You will not regret it.
Yeah, especially you and your wife. Yeah, you and your girl.
Details yesterday. I'm gonna check out the vlog and get some more details on what y'all are doing. But yeah, y'all kind of inspired that location. It was cheap. We just gotta figure out how to get out there.
For sure. We didn't vlog when we was in Phuket, but definitely go to PP Islands.
Yeah, it's a great place.
If you look at my Thailand reels, you'll see a lot of PP. When you see us in the water and all that, that's PP Islands.
And it's spelled PHI.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate y'all for real. This is super dope, man. I'm so happy.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Y'all have a good one.
Yep.
Good stuff. Good stuff, man. Shout out to the trap phone, man. Hey, you never know. Leave voicemails, man. You never know who gonna get picked each week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, blow never you up know. While you at work.
Surprisingly, everybody been answering.
Yeah. Nobody got a job.
This is America.
He got a job. He said he drive an hour and a half.
Okay, that's fair. But that's fair. That's fair.
He may have been driving right.
All right, let me go to Bootsy. Go to Twitter.
But that heat be heating it.
Yeah, I just thought this was funny. This wasn't even nothing crazy. I just thought this was funny. Go down right there.
And the man who is driving. Just, name? Hold on.
Yeah, you can start it off. Imagine your uncle being drunk at a barbecue, and then you turn around and see this.
Closing out the quarter strong, had a great third period, and the man who is made for Miller Lite moments.
This man,
our man, Boosie.
Oh, he is doing his thing. He is doing his thing, man. Oh, what is that move?
This is just the warm-up act. He hadn't even cut it loose yet.
I'm confused.
I was like, what is going on? I was like, what's good?
And he didn't ever stop either.
He didn't stop.
He really is turning into the new, what's the man with the clock?
Oh, Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Yeah, they the same person. Well, I was like, I don't know what game. I guess.
Atlanta Hawks. He live in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Atlanta, yeah. But it was just funny. He was like, what you doing? The music didn't even match. I was like, what's going on? I just thought that was funny. What we got next?
This woman's face in the back.
Everybody confused. Everybody got their phones out. Like, what's going on? Like, look at this. Dance for us, black man. Dance. J. Cole.
Oh, yeah. He dropped a little video, new song. It seemed like we're approaching the cold season. Like he may be dropping finally the Fall Off.
Mm.
But he has some bars in there. I don't know if y'all seen it. Nice creative video.
Is it this one?
No, I didn't put it in there.
Oh, you
just saying, okay, gotcha.
I've
gotcha.
Seen it. It was,
no, it just was today.
It was a music video?
No, it was like 3 days ago.
Oh.
It was kind of like a 9-minute video of like, on him on tour clips, and then it cut to the music part where he rapped.
Okay. So I had to watch that afterwards.
I mean, I don't know if it's like on streaming sites.
Oh, you know what that was? Just heard a bunch of Africans.
Yeah, go to put J. Cole in YouTube.
Cole World.
Right. So is it promotion for music coming out?
I guess, yeah, possibly.
Yeah, but he got a little, he got a rapping part.
That's
in
2 years ago.
I don't think it, there it is. Wait, let me see how long. Yeah, that's the rapping part of it. That's all that matters.
So yeah.
But the rest of it's pretty cool, the 9-minute, but
I'll watch that later.
The 2-minute part, you can listen to a little bit.
Copyright or?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's on streaming yet.
Turn it all up.
You don't have to play the whole thing. We'll listen to some of it.
Powered up. I'm powered up. Powered up. It's powered up. Yeah, said I was finished, but I want another 2 summers. Hall of Famer hungrier than all the newcomers. Niggas swear they compare, but the truth humble. If you fuck 112, you couldn't do numbers. Hey, tell the label I got A's all throughout math. That mean I'm keen on the numbers and I count fast. You know it's money that you owe me, niggas phony. And I'm why Queen Phoenix walk the line, I'm about cash. Benjamin Button getting younger as the hours pass. Should do the freshman cover twice, I'm never outclassed. It's not a rap, nigga, breathing that can outlast. The fall off is like hole dropping reasonable doubt last. We from the south where we learn all about stash. And when niggas prone to shoot first and run their mouth last. And if you run your mouth, bitch, you going now sad. Whole click getting slid on, you a mouse pad. I'm the one that niggas fear on the low ski.
Heard her talking like we
I like Coast. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for that.
You know what's funny? Yeah. Like the big three all from a different coast. Like Cole South, Drake North, Kendrick West.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's like they all was covered.
You just like niggas that like just care about the
and
craft.
Then I guess if you put the last one that was in that class, like Big Sean, he Midwest. So it was like you got all the areas covered with a major rapper.
That was our generation.
But
he didn't
make no like announcement for like album.
I think when you watch the full thing, the 9-minute thing,
he breaks it down.
Gotcha. He's talking about the fall. I think he talked about it and all that. So
I hope he gives that energy he gave on Drake's song.
I think so. I feel like
this feels kind of
well. He
like
said like it's good. Like Jay-Z dropping Reasonable Doubt last. That's what the fall off is like. So hopefully he gives us that type of feel.
Is he not your favorite? Like you don't really rep like J. Cole. Like North Carolina brother.
Like for the rapper.
Yeah, like type.
I like J. Cole. I don't necessarily have like a
big
favorite
affinity for him,
favorite rapper. Like I got into J. Cole later. Like some people got him too. I got into him later, and I was like, yeah, I rock with it.
Is there any other North Carolina rappers you like?
Don't do that. Don't disrespect that man like that. Petey Pop.
For sure. Yeah, I was about to get mad
at
you.
Don't do that.
His whole team, they be rapping.
Are they all
from South Carolina?
No, they not. You got Atlanta. They got other big guys.
I thought that was all
South
Carolina. Where's Jid from?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
He's from Atlanta. A lot of Atlanta just got rapped. They be rapping. They become a bunch of people. But yeah, I fuck with J. Cole. I mean, he's top dog. So I mean, I can't. Especially as far as right now and especially North Carolina. Yeah, J. Cole.
He's definitely the best rapper to come from North Carolina.
That rap North Carolina. Yeah,
for sure.
Where's that white boy rapper from?
Which one?
The
Harlow?
Jack Harlow.
Kentucky.
He's from Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky.
I feel like that song he has is popping right now. It should have been a Big Sean's.
Oh,
I could just see that.
I'm Vanilla Baby.
Yeah.
Big Sean?
That's definitely a Big Sean song.
What song?
He got his latest number one. Is
that's just Harley. That beat. I can't lie. That beat is so hard.
Be hard. Yeah,
that shit. How it go?
I'm like no whips and chains and hold me down. You whip your loving on me. That's the sample.
I heard this song with Dave, but that was on somebody.
Yeah, that was on somebody else's project.
Compilation. I heard that was nice.
Yeah, but that's his. I think it's his latest number one.
I just can hear that being Big Sean song. It felt like if this was time for Big Sean, because everybody, we have Drake now. J. Cole's done something.
Sean coming, I'm sure, at some point.
Yeah, he said on Larry June's feature, it's coming soon. That's the Big Sean I want. That type of Big Sean.
I pull for Big Sean.
He
ain't no slouch with the rest of these.
Absolutely not.
When you talk about these coast rappers.
Yeah.
Only time you made me talk against him is when we was talking about him going against Kendrick.
I mean, that's a little different. Green Goblin Pastor.
Man, do y'all know Kenneth Copeland?
Yes.
He's a big time pastor.
Yes. I haven't watched him, but I know the name.
One of these mega churches, right? This interview, whatchamacallit, Insider Edition,
I think?
They ran up on him to do an interview.
They ran up on
him. Oh, yeah, this lady. And she was pressing buttons with this man. And when I just see darkness come out of something. Do you remember the Green Goblin?
Yeah.
You remember when, what's
William
his name?
Dafoe?
Willem Dafoe, how his face would change. Yeah. Like, this man's AKA face.
Skip Bayless?
Kind of Skip Bayless. This man
them
has
two are the same person.
My bad. In the last Spider-Man movie, he killed
he
that.
He killed
I was like, this nigga is good.
He murdered
him
that.
And Skip Bayless have never been caught in the same
they
room.
Yeah, they
the
have.
Same
they
gotta be the same.
They
right?
have
Yeah, he wears the Goblin.
Skip Dafoe.
Skip Dafoe. Skip Dafoe.
That's the name of the pod. Skip Dafoe.
Copeland.
Skip the phone call.
We'd just like to ask you about why you don't want to fly commercial. Why?
So if you don't know this man, he's a very rich pastor. He flies private only, like, a lot of the time.
I ain't mad at him.
And a lot of people always question, you know, there's a big segment of people that feel like these pastors, like, if the whole point of Jesus, he was saying, like, material things and all this is all bullshit, right?
It's so not you're like, saying he wouldn't end world hunger. He's taking the money.
This guy?
Yeah.
But let's watch
that's
him.
Even more so because you already got enough money and you don't want to end world. That's crazy.
Have you said that you won't fly commercial? You said that it's like getting into a tube with a bunch of demons. Why do you think that?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. That's how I feel when you and economy.
Here's the thing. I'm not mad yet because I heard somebody else say the reason they don't fly commercial is because it takes them too much time. They need to go where they need to go. So I can't be mad. I need to hear what he's saying.
It's like flying in a tube with demons.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That's totally different.
That's totally different than time. Saving time. But go ahead.
Mad, remember, everybody in this congregation probably flies
for sure.
Regular commercial drugs.
For sure, for
the
sure.
People that donate the money to you.
Yeah. He ain't lose me yet,
people.
Though.
He ain't lose me yet.
Because I don't know if he's helping people.
He y'all are some elitist ass niggas.
He lose me yet.
Don't believe these niggas.
I know how it is to fly an economy.
We all know how it is to fly an economy.
That's why he ain't lose me yet.
All right, go ahead.
Fly commercial. Why have you said that you won't fly commercial? You said that it's like getting into a tube with a bunch of demons. Why do you
look
think
at him
that?
No, listen to me just a second. Not the people.
Oh my.
The main reason is because of the need. If I flew commercial, I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing. That's really the main.
No, that evil that smile. His fake smile creeps me.
That was a little creepy.
Because it's a great smile.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like creepy because it's so fake.
Yeah, he do look scared. I woke up at night. Yeah. He was like, be scared.
Yeah.
So that you can fly in luxury. How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, for example, that's really none of your business.
Anybody hanging out with Tyler Perry is going to have an excuse like that.
I ain't going to hold you. It ain't none of her business. It is.
This nigga ain't losing me.
It's his congregation.
It ain't none of his business.
It's his congregation.
I don't know this guy. But
yeah,
he
see, here's the thing. I guess I don't know the backstory because maybe people ain't getting money. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he ain't paying. You know,
man,
that's a whole nother
thing. Keep it going.
In this world,
keep
should
going.
Be this rich.
I'm trying to get offended.
Yeah, he ain't losing me. Yeah,
isn't it the business of your donors?
Listen. I paid.
Dog.
You kind of caught me off guard here, okay?
Certainly. Well, if you'd like to come out here, I'd like to give you a chance to catch your breath and have a conversation.
He looks like he's from, like, descendant of a white walker.
Yeah, it do look crazy.
We don't want to catch you off guard.
I love Inside Edition. You got to get this now. Hey, you listening to me? My wife thinks Inside Edition is, oh, yeah.
What
the fuck are you talking
now,
about,
now
Kenneth?
Started losing
yeah,
he
started
me,
looking.
Like,
what are you talking about?
Thank you, Lord. Help me.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
My man said, thank you.
A really simple question. A lot of people think it's unbecoming for a preacher to live a life of luxury and to fly around in private jets. What's your response to that?
Very simple. It takes a lot of money to do what we do. We have brought over 100. Let's see.
What are you about to lie about?
The latest figures just came out.
The latest figures. That nigga just making up numbers.
22 million people to the Lord Jesus.
We brought 122 million.
That's a specific number. Go
ahead. He means dollars.
Let me give you another example.
Well,
last May, I was scheduled for Lagos, Nigeria. That's a long ways. I had a week off, and I was scheduled for Peru. And I prayed about it, and I thought,
you sound like Dr. Phil.
I'm not missing that dedication. Oh.
If you don't look at him, like, look away from him. He sounds like Dr. Phil.
He has that country ass.
Listen. Do.
Yeah. That.
For Peru. And I prayed about it, and I thought, I'm not missing that dedication in Jerusalem.
Jesus.
Without the airplane that we have that I bought from Tyler Perry, and I didn't pay anywhere. Tyler's one of the greatest guys. He made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Well, my question then, okay, all right, but I want to get to the demons, because people are very concerned about that comment.
Give me a chance here inside the dish.
He almost...
And here's what happened. We flew.
My man's slow.
In 21 days.
He's lying.
70 hours. 40,000 miles. Touched five continents and preached face to face personally with 125,000 people.
Do you ever use your private jets to go visit your vacation homes, for example?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Why wouldn't I?
But he's saying we only use it for work. He's saying that, and then she asked, so do you use it for vacation homes?
Here's the thing. I'm about 70-30 on this.
Oh, my God.
First off, it ain't none of your business.
No,
you don't know what it's like.
What's the background?
Yeah, I see. I don't know the background. That's the thing.
He's stealing money?
He's one of them evil bastards.
Is he stealing money? Is he accused of stealing
again,
money?
Getting back to the comment. You said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did.
Oh, well, hold on. Yeah, hold on.
Look at this.
No, that's crazy.
You telling me he's not possessed?
Keep going.
We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers.
Can you explain what you meant by that? That by that term.
Shout out to this lady.
Yeah, she holding
down her goddamn ground.
Yeah, she holding down.
Just explain, because it's really simple. You said you didn't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. What did you mean?
That's so funny.
Simple question.
Well, let me ask you.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You think that people that fly commercial are demons?
If you give me a chance to talk, sweetheart, I'll explain this to you.
Uh-oh.
But it's a biblical thing. It's a spiritual thing. It doesn't have anything to do with people. People, I love people. Jesus loves people. But people get pushed in alcohol. Do you think that's a good place for a preacher to be and prepare to go preach to a lot of people when somebody in there is dragging some woman down an aisle? It made me so mad to see that on television. I wanted to punch the guy out myself.
What the hell is he talking about?
I can't be doing that while I'm getting ready to preach.
I feel you. I like to be relaxed when I'm going to certain locations. Here's the thing.
I'm sorry. We got to finish this.
Go ahead.
Not the people.
The hurtful people. Is that what you're saying?
Not the people, baby.
Baby, what type of pastor? He talks like a pimp.
You know that.
Not the people,
not the people, baby. Come on now, like. Talk to him, Kenneth.
Go ahead. Think about it.
Back during the day, we couldn't do anything else. We had to travel commercial.
That's okay. I'm listening.
When I went to Oral Roberts University, I flew for Oral Roberts. I'm a commercial pilot, so I spent a lot of time in there.
You have how many?
It's been a long time. I get it.
What were you saying when you said
he tried to
a tomb full of demons back in the day?
You got to get the backstory. You don't know what he went through on them planes.
All right. You're sticking up for him. Let's keep
him. Planes.
We have the Gulf Stream. And we still have our Citation 10. And then we have a little small airplane. But those are the two ones that we use. And we use them all the time. And other people use them too.
Mm.
We have other ministries that use these.
That's a good
in the book of Ephesians. Oh, God, I love this. We wrestle not with people, but with principalities and powers, unseen
Look at this cameraman putting in work.
Rulers of the darkness of this world. Talking about the devil. He's a very real devil. Just the same as Jesus is a very real Lord.
Yeah, I believe you believe the devil is very real.
And I spent a lot of time on airlines. But the main thing that happened was not, that wasn't the main reason. The main reason was I could no longer do what I called to do and be on the airlines. Besides that, I need my clothes when I get there.
And so, and you have some fancy clothes. I mean, talking about for travel? A pastor, you are living a life of luxury. Yes, you've got great homes. You've got great planes. You've got limos.
I'm a very wealthy man.
You're a very wealthy man.
Yes.
Yeah. And some people would say that, is it appreciated?
May I add something to that? My wealth doesn't come from offerings alone.
Alone.
You sell things, books and DVDs.
Yes, and I have a lot of natural gas on our property.
Entrepreneur.
Didn't know that, did you, babe?
Entrepreneur.
I'm not only a pastor, I'm an oil man.
Oh, an oil man. Entrepreneur.
I'm an oil man.
I do.
Yeah, you do. Great. Isn't it wonderful?
Well, I guess. It's wonderful for you.
Back when, and I might add another thing, too.
Talk to him, Kenneth.
We invest from...
Talk about investment.
Let's
okay.
see. I don't know the exact number on last year yet, but it will run something in the neighborhood of 20, 25 million in the poor. You can't do that and be broke.
Yeah, you can't.
The final question is, a lot of people maybe have a misunderstanding then about what you do in prosperity preaching. So the final question is this. To those critics that say that a preacher should not be living a life of luxury, what is your response to that?
They're wrong.
Look at this. That.
It's a misunderstanding of the Bible that if you go into the Old Covenant, do you think the Jewish people believe you should be broke?
Are you saying that Jewish people appreciate money more than... Really?
No, they believe in wealth.
Some people would find that offensive.
No, wait a minute now. I'm not talking about some people. I'm talking about the Bible. The blessing of Abraham. Abraham was extremely wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a covenant with God. It's not the Jewish blessing. It's the Abrahamic blessing. God, I get excited talking about it because I love it. And I started out... deep in debt with nothing.
I feel you, brother.
Which is another story. But anyway.
So you say that it's biblical and that there's a foundation in the Bible for this.
Let me close it with this.
Sure. Talk to him,
Ken. I had to learn this, like I said, from the Bible and from my spiritual mentor, Oral Roberts. And I learned it from him, working with him, and then he was close friends until he died. And he took the same heat for believing God would prosper you that I've taken over the years. And Abraham was a very, very wealthy man. Galatians chapter 3. If you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise. And his promise was great wealth.
The Bible also says that it's more difficult for a rich man to get into heaven than it is for a camel to get through the eye of a needle.
Gotcha, dumbass.
To the scripture. But he said, all things are possible with God.
Flipping that.
And he said, if you study the Greek behind that, it's trusting in wealth. When he's...
I'll stop it there, man. Mm-hmm. But essentially,
I'm being honest,
very creepy video to me.
Definitely creepy way he said it, but I don't know if...
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean,
I'm not... Because my thing is, church people are so quick to be like, you don't need the money. And like, if you're doing what you need to do with the money, if you've been building and if you have built this church and... like, people were very well. God wants us to be well. Like, people are wealthy. So why does...
No, people are poor.
No, I mean, they're wealthy people. But so, like, I can't be mad if somebody has wealth and what they choose to do with their wealth. Now, if they're not doing nothing, like, if they just taking from people and all that stuff, then that's a whole different story. I don't know his, without hearing his whole back, what's going on, if there's any drama, what he said right here, it ain't none of your business. You're supposed to keep to yourself, your business, your personal. But as far as flying commercial, if it's allowing him to go preach more places and do what he need to do,
because I'm trying to figure out why she ran up on him. Was it because he had allegations of stealing money or something?
I'm not sure if he has allegations of stealing money, but I think the overall sentiment comes from the fact that, you know, the kind of the purpose of the church, you know what I'm saying? Like, the church is never meant to be a business, you know what I'm saying? And it's turned into that. It's turned into a way to become profitable. And it was never supposed to be about that. Every single cent you get is supposed mm-hmm. to be put back out to the people that need it, to put into whatever God's mm-hmm. mission is. To see a rich pastor, the pastor does get a salary. You know what I'm saying? But it was never meant to be rich. It's not, a lot of times, pastors, like, even she said, her father was a pastor. She was like, my father had a job. Like, pastors have jobs, and they also serve by Sunday mornings or whatever.
But so wasn't if he said, well, now, I'm not saying, your daddy wasn't preaching like me. Your daddy may not have been a good pastor. Yeah,
your daddy wasn't doing because, what
look,
I do.
If he said, look. If he said that, then I would have been like, damn, this is an evil motherfucker.
Look, what if he a pastor, right, and he not rich, but he just put out a great book, and it blows up, and he becomes rich from the book. He has to give all his money away just because he's a pastor?
Absolutely not. I'm not even talking about the individual businesses he may do on his own. Mm-hmm. You could be rich from individual business. He even said on here, I own the oil well on my property. I don't know how he got that oil well, and I'm sure I know how he got that oil well. But usually the donations, the contributions from the church are not supposed to go to a pastor with fancy suits, hopping on planes and all this type of stuff. It's supposed to just go straight to the people that need it, the people that are serving along with him, like, you know, that run the church mm-hmm. and stuff and paying off bills. And I saw somebody comment
is never the perfect time to say this than now, but let me play devil's advocate.
That's
what I want to know. Like,
because if he has a huge congregation, the amount of donations he get in, well, I mean, he is taking care of everybody who needs taken care of. Is this?
It's hard for me to see.
Look, my bad. The last thing I'll say, because how everywhere else people can be rich and wealthy, and no one have an issue with them getting wealthy. But in the place where, because, you know, God said he wants us to live in abundance, the one person who's serving God the
spiritual
most.
Spiritual abundance.
No. It's also physical. Spiritual abundance. No, it's not just also, spiritual.
Also abundance outside of spiritual abundance.
It's definitely.
You know, if a person Gucci, who, he never cared. He wasn't talking about
Gucci.
If
a person who's serving God, he can't be abundant.
He wasn't talking about first class flights.
But that don't make sense, though. If he talking about
shoes. He's not flying first class. He's flying private. He's flying
private. So even
but that's what I'm saying. Like, so, because if you look at, you take Solomon, like, he had everything, and he did everything, and he blessed, but he, of course, later in life failed because he wasn't doing the right thing. Now, if he's not doing the right thing, that's different. But, of course, God's not going to say, he don't say don't go buy Gucci. But if you want to buy nice things for yourself, if it's your money that God bless you with, I don't see nothing wrong with that. If you taking care of business.
Let me play devil advocate again. What happened? None of the stuff he, like, the private jets, and none of that came from donations. That came from, like, book sales or his private speakings or whatever. It came from that money. Is it still an issue?
For me personally, mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think if you have your own businesses, that's fine. I mm-hmm. think if you decided, hey, like, I'm going to make a profit. But, I mean,
I'm going back to your first point, though. You don't think he should have businesses since he's a preacher. Or were you just saying that's the general
I said preachers have also their job. They have a job on the side or their business or whatever else they do. Your preaching is not supposed to be your occupation. You know what I'm saying? It was never set up like that. Mm-hmm. And when you compare it to Solomon and all this stuff, Solomon was a king.
Yeah, for sure.
Not a preacher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
We're talking about preachers in modern day.
No, I was using that as that you say the abundance.
But let me ask you this. Right. Just like everything else in life, things change with the times.
Not the Bible.
But in the Bible, he ain't saying that he couldn't fly.
A preacher, you know, back in the day, maybe not. But nowadays,
I mean,
people preach full time.
Look, I'm not.
It's all in context.
I'm not even going to shit on. Like, this was funny to me.
It wasn't all that shit.
And also crazy. And I do believe that there's something strange going on with these people. But
he do look crazy.
And I mean, it just is something. But, you know, I personally, my personal thought of it is like if a preacher or if a man that finds a way to get money, that's a good thing. He finds a way to, you know, provide. The more money you get, the way I see it, that's the more people you can provide for in this world. You know what I'm saying? Like, just in general. But at the same time, when it comes to your pastor-dism or whatever it is, you know, your pastorhood-ism.
Pastoral duties.
Pastoral duties. Is he a jack?
Yeah.
For your life.
You know, I just don't. You know, I always felt like that's something that, you know, you only have one mission with that. And it's not about money. You know, that has nothing to do with money. You're not that. You can literally go out to a park every Sunday and tell people just on Facebook, hey, come meet me. And this is, you're preaching now. If you read it from the word or if you're using the word, you know, that is a church. You don't need this whole, like, the lavishness trying to equate that. And they're trying to mix it in with culture that it has nothing to do with, like, godliness, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That's my take on it, and I'm not saying I'm perfect about knowing this stuff, but I just never bought into these kind of what did they call them? What type of pastors?
Mega church pastors?
No, but they're called
evangelist something.
Televangelists.
The ones that preach about money. What are they called? Prosperity type of preachers and stuff like that. I never bought into it. It's just like, it just doesn't align with Jesus.
For example,
I think it's the person. Like when Mace do it, it felt uneasy because it felt a little scammish. But like Myron Golden,
that's all he talks about.
It in a different way where it doesn't feel like a scam. Like he doesn't.
He going straight from the Bible though, so that's different. Yeah. That's what Emmanuel would find him fine because he's going straight from. He's not making up. I think when it's just
and
like,
he's not a pastor. Either,
and he's not a pastor.
He's
yeah.
a businessman, but he
used to be a pastor.
Thing,
I think. But
he come from the Bible. But my thing, if I was him, personally, if I was a preacher of mega, I'm not going to be wearing Gucci or private. I am flying first class.
Yeah,
so I'm going to let you know that
I'm definitely flying first class.
But I'm not going to be rocking Rolexes in front of all these people because it would feel wrong, like weird to me.
It feels very
weird. Yeah.
I don't even like the idea of like, I mean, well, this is just personal. You know what I'm saying? Like personally, I'm not a flashy person in general. You know what I'm saying? So I tend to kind of just stay away from that. So, of course, like, something like this is going to turn me off.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
when I see, like,
that is a lot, but
like, when I'm a person that's not, like, that type of, like, in even being out here, like, we're you know, the job that we have entails us to have fans and to grow and to be popular and all this stuff, but I've never bought into being flashy or these type of things. I don't care about that. I just want to create. And when I see, like, if somebody like me is looking for religion or looking for God and this outlet and they're talking about something that seems so worldly too, like you're just in line with it can turn a lot of people, at least that feel similar to my shoes.
Yeah, I think it's the message. Yeah.
And
the messenger. I think it's the message and the messenger. But
I don't think all life is about money. I mean, it is in many ways. You got to get money. Have to get money. Somehow, some way, you got to earn to survive. But
it's not the end all be all.
That is not the part. Like, I don't go here to try to. I try to get a deeper analysis of life. You know, try to understand the bigger cause of all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And you here talking about, you can get that $500 tomorrow. Like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's a whole different. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I don't
want.
This is not what my mind. Like, if I'm going to talk to God in person, I am not talking about money. I'm not talking about. You know what I'm saying? If God came today and said, "I'm going to talk to all of you individually," my question is not how can I get rich.
Yeah, yeah,
how
yeah.
can I? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not. It turns me.
What I do pray for is to use my gifts in order to, you know, bless people, to in order to help people, and that also entails helps me become abundant so I can help more people. I do, yeah, because I want my skills to give me money, like, for sure. So I don't necessarily, but I'm not necessarily be like, hey, man, how can I get about the extra $5,000 right now?
But it could turn into that if you look at the outlet on what you're preaching or whatever.
No, of course.
You're a preacher and you're like, how can I get money? It could start small. And if your thing starts going big, now you're looking at, oh, this is a business. But, you know, some of the best, like, I don't know, from the spiritual teaching world, like those Gandhi and people like that, just weren't like rich people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm sure Martin Luther King had money, but he ain't had money. Like, he wasn't no I don't think he was no multi-millionaire enough. At least that's not what he was pushing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a lot of the people I want to read about or I think about, like, they're not.
Yeah,
like,
my only pushback is if I'm doing what I need to do and I'm using my gifts and my gifts bring me money, then don't ask me what I'm doing.
Of course. So that's blessing. And I think you should have your
but he's saying from a pastor's standpoint.
From a pastor's standpoint, that's the only thing. You're making money off God. Like, I don't, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
That's fair.
Last
thing we got is pizza.
Oh, pizza. That was such a good convo. I thought we'd end on that, but I guess we can end on this. As we all hear, we all like pizza.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we all like Ethiopian food.
Mm-hmm.
What about Ethiopian pizza?
Oh,
I follow this girl on IG.
Does it come with the woman, too?
I follow her on IG, and she went to this place. I was like, I never even thought about a fusion Ethiopian pizza, mm-hmm. and I would totally try it, because I love me some Ethiopian food.
That boy, that mouse going wild.
All right. Okay, there we go.
Absolutely.
I'm back with Injera Saturdays, and this time we're trying Ethiopian fusion pizza.
Mm.
Yes, you heard me right. Ethiopian pizza.
Hey guys, I'm in DC, and when you're in the city, you gotta know this is essentially little Ethiopia. There's tons of delicious Injera in town and Ethiopian food. Mm. But when I heard about Ice and Slice and their Ethiopian style pizza, I was like, I gotta try this. Never seen anything like this in my life. Think Ethiopian stews on a traditional pizza with cheese. So right here we've got the Dorowat pizza. This is a very popular
Dorowat
stew with boiled eggs.
You already know.
And they have this served on a pizza. And then they've got the Edi special and the Tibbs pizza. And this is essentially like a veggie combo.
Nice, love me some
Tibbs. And then Tibbs are like, you know, like a beef or chicken stir fry. Again, these are all delicious on their own, but I've never seen it on a pizza. And of course, I had to try it when I'm in D.C.
Ice and Slice has so much going on in the best way possible.
I know.
Absolutely.
Till this day.
They turning up.
I'm going,
DC
when
right
I go
now.
To DC, I'm going.
I'm going to take a bite. I got to take a bite at least.
I saw this dude, one of the food critics in DC, his name Peaks 100.
Yeah.
And he's hilarious. But he went to an Ethiopian soul food spot. Mm. Mm-hmm. And just imagine, Berbere fried chicken.
Just all types of
all types of the mac and cheese is all spiced up and fried. Probably more like the Caribbean
style. Potato salad in there.
I bet you they do.
He didn't get it for the video. Because it's about a size.
I think he got it, man.
Potato salad.
That looked delicious. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. Drop all your comments. Remember to like and subscribe because it puts us out into the universe to bring you more laughs. Remember the phone number to hit us up with messages, voicemails to get your chance to say your question or ask us a funny anything or life anything. It's 301-326-5737. Drop us a line and we will get back to you at some point. And make sure y'all have a blessed week. Stay up, stay active, stay laughing, and we will see you next week.
Throw one in the comments if you love Jesus.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.